And we are back for our second hour of Growth and Development of Jazz. As promised, this hour I'm going to be playing the music of some of the figures who we've been reading and talking about in class whose music might not get as much airplay as it deserves. For the first segment of the hour, I will focus on Thomas Fats Waller. Born in 1904, Fats was the son of a Baptist preacher. He started playing the organ at 5 and later studied the piano. By age 15, he was working as the house organist at a silent movie theater in New York City. He briefly studied the piano with James P. Johnson, and by the time he was 22, he had a recording contract with RCA Victor and had already recorded with such names as the Fletcher Henderson Big Band, Ted Lewis, Jack Teagarden, McKinney's Cotton Pickers. Many of his compositions had already become jazz standards by the mid and late 1920s. Some of his compositions include Ain't Misbehavin', Squeeze Me, Honeysuckle Rose, The Jitterbug Waltz, I'm Crazy About My Baby, Squeeze Me. He also appeared in many films, usually as himself, including Ain't Misbehaving from 1943. I've chosen four recordings to play this evening. First, we're going to hear a 1937 recording of Honeysuckle Rose featuring Fats Waller along with Bunny Berrigan, Tommy Dorsey, Dick McDuh, and George Wedding. The name Tommy Dorsey is going to be very familiar to all of us big band lovers. He had a big band in the 30s, 40s, into the 50s, and I even played briefly in his band after he had died. It was a ghost band in the 1980s. Frank Sinatra got his start singing in the Tommy Dorsey band. There are a lot of records with Frank Sinatra singing with the Tommy Dorsey band. That's going to be followed by a solo recording from 1941 of the same tune. We're then going to hear Fats along with his band playing the Jitterbug Waltz from 1942. This recording's pretty interesting because it features Fats playing the organ in a jazz setting. Fats was one of the pioneers in using the organ in a jazz setting. The last recording we're going to hear before we go to a break is the version of Stormy Weather that was recorded for the 1943 film. We'll then take a brief break and then come back to hear some early blues, some country blues with Blind Lemon Jefferson, Lonnie Johnson, and a little bit of early Nat King Cole. So here we go with a little bit of Thomas Fats Waller. Thank you.
to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. A misbehaving, saving my love for you, for you, for you, for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's you that I'm thinking of. A misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late, no place to go. I'm home about eight, just me and my radio. A misbehaving, saving all my love for you.
And that was Fat Waller, Ain't Misbehavin' from 1943. Of interest, a couple of musicians who were on that recording, Benny Carter playing the trumpet. Many of us know Benny Carter as an alto saxophonist, but he was also a very accomplished trumpet player and arranger. We'll hear more about him in the bebop and the swing era. Zuddy Singleton on the drums, who was one of the drummers that performed with Louis Armstrong's Hot Five. He also performed with Cab Calloway, Lionel Hampton, and a host of others. He had a very long career. He was born in, I believe, 1898. And Slam Stewart, when we get into the bebop era, he is going to be right in the thick of things. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with a little bit of blues and some early Nat King Cole.